This is Steve Sherlock with another in a series of recordings for Franklin Matters. This one is number 117. This covers the school committee candidates. All eight candidates for the school committee showed up for the candidates' night on Tuesday, October 6th. The process is a minute opening, a minute closing, with two questions each, with a response limited to 1 minute each. This segment will run approximately 35 minutes and provide some insights into the school committee candidates. So without further ado, here's the recording.
Okay. You've all heard and seen how we're doing this. So, as I said, please pay attention to the town clerk. Where there's so many candidates, we're just going to start on the right and go down, and that'll be the rotation. Our questioners will respond in that fashion. You're each going to get 1 minute, as you know, for an opening statement, and you'll get 1 minute for a closing statement. You're only going to get two questions apiece, so no heavy lifting. And we'd like to start with the 1 minute with Mr. Clement, please.
Hi, my name is Trevor Clement. A few years ago, when my wife and I were looking to move our family here, we looked around a lot of the towns, and Franklin shot right to the top of our list for a lot of reasons. But we moved here, like a lot of people, primarily because of the school system. We have some of the best schools in the nation, let alone the Commonwealth, and our students are competitive internationally on our test scores. I'm very proud of the work I've done for the school committee, and I'm looking to be able to continue that. I have a lot of ideas for the future. Some of the things I want to accomplish are perhaps taking a look at the start time, especially for the high school, pushing that back a little bit, because all the research in the world tells you you give the students a little more rest, you give them a little more time, and test scores go up, performance goes up. I want to take a look at the Narcan and the opiate overdose addiction drug, see about bringing that into the school. I don't think we'll need it, but like a fire extinguisher and a defibrillator, it's good to have it. And I want to talk about the policies for that busing and lice and a couple other things. Thanks.
Thank you. Cynthia?
Hi, I'm Cindy Douglas. I'm running for a fourth term on the school committee. I was born in Franklin, educated here as for our children and now our grandchildren. I hold a current teacher's license through the Massachusetts Teachers and continue to volunteer at the schools rather than substitute because I like that. It's my turn to give back. Thank you.
Mr. Jewell, please.
I'm John Jewell, and I'm running for my third term on the school committee. I am a farm boy from Central Ohio, but I have lived in Franklin for the last 24 years. I live here with my wife, Linda. We have 3 children, 10 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. They're spread out from the 5th grade through senior at RPI in Troy. And so I've got a lot of experience in what children do and need in the school system. I was a toxicologist in Vietnam. I saw the drug program and how it was instituted there. I also was in Thailand for 3 years where we had a lot of problems with the school there with opioids. So I've had a lot of experience with that. Been a professor at the United States Military Academy. And I know what students need to be able to get into the graduate classes and so forth. I have experience in a teacher's contract in a win-win situation where we just completed a 3-year contract. I believe in having fair and fair and honest teacher and student evaluation, and I want to be a player when any of there's new comments being made how we're going to evaluate our students. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. O'Malley, please.
Thank you. Good evening. I'm seeking re-election to the school committee. I've been in education all my life, and education has continued for me beyond my physical retirement from the schools. I want to be a part of what I see as the success of Franklin. I run as the supporter of the schools here. We have a really good school system. We can be better. I want to help make it better through my experiences. I've been a teacher. I've been a principal. I was an assistant principal in Franklin. Any of you I may have suspended in the course of my 2 years. I think what we need in this school system more than anything is access so people can see just how good a system we have and how much we need your support as we go forward.
Thank you, Mr. Bailey. Ann Bergen, please.
Okay. My name is Ann Bergen. I'm my name is Dr. Ann Bergen. I'm running, obviously, for school committee. I'm married to Tom and have one grown daughter who went through the Franklin Public Schools and had a pretty terrific experience. My professional experience began in Franklin 41 years ago. I never left. As a teacher, reading specialist, elementary principal, middle school principal, and then for a short time at Franklin High School in the English department as acting department head. I met and learned from some extraordinary people along the way, many of whom are sitting in this audience tonight. More recently, I am the school committee representative on the board of directors for the local cable access TV station. I've developed and hosted two programs on topics trending in education, most recently focusing on the local opioid crisis affecting our town and others. I would greatly appreciate the honor of serving on the school committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Vanessa Bellello, please.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Bellello. I am excited about the opportunity to serve the Franklin community as a member of our school committee. I am running primarily for two reasons. Most importantly, I am a parent with children in the district. My husband Brian and I have two daughters. Madison is a fourth grader at Keller, and Samantha is a sixth grader at Sullivan. As a parent, I am firmly committed to ensuring that my daughters and the rest of Franklin children get the best possible education from our public schools, and believe the perspective of current parents is a critical stakeholder voice that needs representation on school committee. Another reason I'm running is my commitment to the continual improvement process for our schools. I can do this not only through my experience as a parent, but my years of knowledge built as a public schools educator. After completing my master's in education at Boston College, I taught as a K-6 special educator in Brookline and out in Palo Alto, California. I returned to the classroom in 2008 as a long-term substitute at Oak Street and then spent 5 years as a 7th and 8th grade special education teacher at Annie Sullivan. It was not an easy decision to leave Franklin, but I left Annie Sullivan just over a year ago to become an assistant principal in the Hopkinton School District. I love serving as a building-level administrator, but I miss my involvement in the Franklin Public Schools. Serving on school committee is another way that I can share my knowledge about teaching, my passion for children, because as a parent and a community member, I want to give back to the Franklin Public Schools.
Thank you, Vanessa. Denise, please.
Hi, thank you. My name is Denise Schultz, and I want to thank you for inviting me here tonight. My husband and I have been a resident of Franklin for over 16 years. We moved here when my son was just a baby, and we have two children here in the school system, one in 5th grade and one in 11th grade. We have experience from ECDC to Oak Street to Horace Mann, and now our son is at Tri-County. We're happy that we've educated our children here in Franklin, and I'm running for school committee as a parent. That's the lens that I feel that I'm bringing to this. My professional experience includes years in the financial services sector, but for the past 4 years, I've been working in higher education at UMass Boston. I've been studying public policy and work, and I'm a proud member of the Massachusetts Teacher Association. I also am the chair of the Metro West Commission on the Status of Women. I was appointed commissioner to that earlier this year. I volunteered and contributed to our community since we moved here 16 years ago. I believe the combined experience that I offer in finance, higher ed, and as a parent really qualify me for this position on the school committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Mary Jane?
Thank you. I'm Mary Jane Schofield. I've been a resident of Franklin for 26 years. My husband and I had three kids, 1991, 98, and 2004, Franklin High School graduates, and they all possess master's degrees and are gainfully employed, and we're thankful for the start that they got in Franklin Public Schools. I was a member of the school committee from 1997 until 2007. And during that time, I served as vice chair for 4 years and was policy subcommittee chair for 10 years. I was also on the community relations subcommittee, part of the district strategic planning committee, and various negotiation teams, and also the Kelly Sullivan School Building Committee. While it's been 10 years since I've been on the committee, I would welcome the opportunity to serve the town of Franklin one more time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, but first, we're going to start the questioning, as I said earlier, where Mr. Trevor will go first, and the first question will be asked by Heather.
Hi. You mentioned changing the school start times. So what changes will be made? Can you further expand on the benefits of making this change? And lastly, is that possible if you have to stay aligned with the state?
It is possible to move it. Some of the other towns in the Commonwealth have definitely moved theirs. It's
it's a big conversation that's going to take a lot of voices and a lot of people to hear from. It's not simply a matter of, you know, oh, let's move it and maybe in a year or two we can get it going. We're going to have to talk to, we're going to see if we can make it budget neutral. We're going to have to see how it coincides with extracurricular activities, both within this school system and outside the school system. And of course, we're going to have to hear from the parents. Because, you know, if you change your start time, you push the kids back a little bit, or you get them home from school a little bit later, that's going to impact a lot of things. And you want to hear from them, and you want to hear from the people who are going to feel it. As far as what it will do to improve the system, you know, the teenagers are, they can't vote, lazy. They're going to be a little bit tired. And it takes a little bit longer to get going in the morning. If you give them just a little bit of time, just push it back a little bit, get their brains going, get them motivated, they'll have a little, they do better on the test. They retain what they've learned, and they score better on performance matters.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Cynthia Douglas, Michael Dougherty, please.
Good evening. What do you think the Franklin schools need to continue to improve?
Money. But we work, not we, but the administrators work very hard with what they have, and the test scores have proven that even though we're not at the top or even in the middle of the money, students do well, but we have the teachers to thank for that. And as a former Franklin teacher, I do appreciate what they do in the administration also.
Thank you. Jack for Mr. Jewell, please.
Mr. Jewell, what is your view of the Common Core? Would you reject it or support it?
I reject the idea that the federal government has a large hand in demanding that we do certain aspects. However, there are many concepts of the Common Core that I do like. I like the fact that the Common Core brings us with teacher and student evaluations. I like to be a player in the way that students are evaluated. I think the fact that we've automated many of the things in the school has helped both the students and the teachers. I've visited the classrooms and seen how they use the whiteboards. I've seen how they use their computers. I do not believe that we have lowered any standards with the Common Core as opposed to some of the things that you hear. The Common Core is the basis, and we in Franklin use that just as the basics entry level, and then we expand upon that. And I think we will demonstrate that through our scores, we do very well.
Thank you. Heather from Mr. O'Malley, please.
I'd actually like to pose the same question. Common Core, rejected or accepted?
I think we need to push our students stronger, and as we say in the school system this year, with more complexity and rigor in our studies, because we no longer compete with Bellingham or Midway. We compete with the world. And our students need to be prepared for a larger venue than you and I had when we were in school. So I support PARC. I support the Common Core. I think what that does for us is it makes us try to understand what we do in the schools as opposed to just memorize it. We don't get chances to give the times table when we go out into the public life. We have to work with the problems and use word problems to solve. That comes with understanding and practice, and schools are the ideal place to make that happen.
Thank you. Michael from Ms. Bergen.
Good evening. What do you think the major issues are that must be addressed in the public, Franklin Public Schools?
You know what, I think a lot of what Kevin was saying, but I think all we have to do is look at kids maybe 10 years out after they graduate as adults and look at the issues that they're wrestling with out there. We look at the opioid crisis. We look at depression. We look at when it doesn't matter how rigorous our standards are, if kids are depressed in the classroom, they're not going to hear anything that we say. I think one of the biggest things we have to do is really look at the whole child. I think we have to look developmentally at what's right for kindergarten kids. We need to look at more play and drama and look at that. The whole child, the social, there are too many loners out there. I have to look at the number of shootings and terrorist things out there. Virtually every one of those was a loner, a kid in the school that was the anguish of social rejection. So I think we have to look at the whole child, and that's my statement.
Thank you. Jack from Ms. Palello, please.
What would you do as a member of the school committee regarding the opioid crisis?
So I know our schools
have a large focus through our wellness curriculum to focus on teaching students about the dangers of the opiates. However, I think Dr. Bergen just spoke to another piece, and that's the piece of connection. Being a middle school teacher, after being an elementary school teacher, I can tell you that I watched as students became more and more distant as they go through those adolescent years. And I believe firmly in that power of the connection. As educators, we're called to do that every single day, make connections with students. It needs to be a partnership, not just in schools. It's about connecting with families and having services, the reach around services. In my building now, we are reaching out and working with community partners, town partners in Hopkinton, to work and surround families in crisis to support them. It's not schools doing it on their own. It's not the community. We are all in it together, and that's the way we need to approach any problem, including the opiate.
Thank you. Heather, for Denise, please.
Are you satisfied with the new high school? Do you have any issues or complaints about it?
I think it's a beautiful building. I think that it's, you know, an amazing feat of the town of Franklin that we were able to rally together as a community to have resources for that. That we went with the school design that we have that would, you know, was a huge cost savings for the town of Franklin. I don't have a child there. My son's at the Tri-County building, so I can't, you know, say his experiences at that school. But from what I've heard from friends, that, you know, it's all been very positive. The one thing that I've heard is that the interior terrace isn't accessible, so I'm not sure if that, but that would be something that I'd be interested in looking at. But overall, I think it's a wonderful asset to our town.
Thank you. Michael, from Ms. Schofield, please.
Hi. What would you do as a member of the school committee to help teachers with their increasingly difficult job?
Oh, God bless them. probably try to encourage the administration to provide them with the resources that they need, because the worst thing that can happen is that they not have access to something that could potentially help some of the kids.
Thank you.
Okay, back to Jack Black for Mr. Clement, please.
Mr. Clement, what's your view on the Common Core? Would you reject it or support it?
It's a bit of a false choice to ask that question, because, as you know, the school committee doesn't have any say necessarily as to whether we accept Common Core or PARC. It comes down from the DESE, the Department of Education here in the state. So, you know, my personal view is not necessarily definitive, as sad as I wish it always was. But as far as I'm concerned, I think the Common Core, I agree with Kevin, I agree with John. I believe that there are a lot of very good pieces inside it. I believe there are a few pieces that we can absolutely fix. I believe it's best viewed as a floor, and we, you know, stand on a floor. We don't lie down on it. It's not our ceiling. It's something that we can rise above. And I think here in Franklin, we've shown repeatedly that we can do that. We are a top tier school, not necessarily because we just go along with MCAS or we just go along with whatever the current system is. Well, we take it and we make it our own and we rise up above it. But again, it's not something that's necessarily in front of the school committee. So, you know, we're going to have to deal with what they bring down to us, and we're going to have to deal with deaf people who, you know, have the experience and the expertise to be able to adapt.
Thank you. Heather for Cynthia Douglas, please.
Historically, Franklin schools have ranked well in achievement, and the town has been very supportive of its schools. Can you suggest how to continue this tradition or enhance it?
Well, I do feel we are enhancing it. I grew up in the public schools, and there's so much more now available to students and teachers. The administration works tirelessly for grants. There's a lot of teacher workshops that they're involved in. We are advancing. Test scores prove it.
Thank you. Michael, for Mr. Jewell, please.
Hi, good evening. Earlier, Ms. Douglas said that she thought the schools needed more money. Do you agree with that assessment? And if so, what, if anything, can the school committee do to help bring more resources into the schools?
Well, the school committee has very little to do with the resources. We're basically given a budget. So we have to do more with less. And I think looking at the overall programs and making sure we have excellent administrators who program new ways of doing things and convince the teachers that they have to think of new ways of teaching with a little less. Remember that we work with a smaller number of dollars per student than almost any other school around here, and yet we produce better students than most of the schools around here. I would recommend that we take what we do and transpose that to some of the other schools and teach them how to do more with less and so forth. I don't think an override is a good way to do anything because that money gets lost and doesn't come to the school system in the long run. So we just have to work within the budget, make sure we have the best teachers available, and have the continuing education for all of our students.
Thank you. Jack Black for Mr. O'Malley, please.
Some communities have stopped football and other sports for safety or financial reasons. Would you support stopping funding for sports for safety or financial reasons?
Under no conditions. I had four children who went to the regular schools. They all participated in sports. None of them are in the pros, but all of them learned a life lesson that can't be taught unless you're in a sports environment and working as a team. I thoroughly endorse sports. Certainly safety is a new issue for us in some sports, and not just football. We have to be aware of that. We have to apply our best thinking and our best research to make sure that we provide a safe environment. The facilities at that high school that we have provided for students are as good as you can find anywhere. We should utilize them, and we should make our students proud of the fact that they are part of a system and a town that supports what they do.
Thank you. Heather for Dr. Bergen, please.
One of the issues most criticized of our schools has been the maintenance inconsistencies. Under the management of the town DPW now, do you feel there has been an improvement? If not, what else can be done to protect the people's investment?
I guess what I have is the benefit of seeing the way it used to be and the way it is now. And I would have to say this bill, just the level of expertise, under Mike D'Angelo, and the attention to safety and making sure that in every aspect our buildings are safe, our grounds are safe. There's such attention to that now. So I guess as far as I'm concerned, having been back way at the beginning and seeing the progress that we've made, I have to say kudos really to the town and the school working together, I have to say, from my experience.
Okay. Thank you. Michael Daugherty for Vanessa Bilello, please.
Hi. What do you think the major issues are that must be addressed in the Franklin schools?
Well, as an educator for the last 20 years, I've seen the number of mandates coming down on schools, public schools particularly, going up astronomically with no more resources coming in. So I believe that strategic, careful planning, long-term planning, especially for a district like Franklin that has more limited resources, is critical. I think that planning, that strategic work needs to come from all of the stakeholders, and it needs to be a two-way communication process. There needs to be feedback, and without dissent and conversation, and sometimes that means disagreement, we can't come to better solutions. So I would say that taking the number of mandates coming before our schools, you look at Common Core, our new assessments, we don't know as administrators right now which tests our students are going to be taking in the spring. The number of students coming in with counseling needs in the building I'm in, more than 20% of the fourth and fifth graders access the counselor on a regular basis. So our students are coming to us and they look different even than the students that I had sitting before me 10 years ago. You take that and in addition, we have the technology changing all the time. And we need a clear technology plan because of the amount of resources it takes to put into place technology in schools. And so I would say strategic planning overall is a big focus.
Thank you. Jack for Denise Schultz, please.
Ms. Schultz, how will you work to support the teachers?
I think the teachers need all of the support that they can get. I think they have a very challenging job. I'm not an educator, so I have absolute respect for them. I would listen to their needs. I've talked to some of the teachers in the school. I have good relationships with all of my children's teachers, and we continue to be, you know, talking to them. So I think that they need some support, and I would like to hear from them more about that.
Thank you. Heather, for Ms. Schofield, please.
When it comes to budgeting, what would you say are your top priorities to fund in the school department?
Well, given that 85% of the budget is taken up by salaries and benefits, it doesn't leave a whole lot for everything else. I'd like a few others have mentioned technology. Money has to be put into, you know, systems that make processes more efficient. John told me a funny story the other day about how there was new technology brought into the new school, and they had the students showing the teachers how to use the equipment. That was a smart move. And making sure the teachers have what they need in order to, you know, to teach the kids.
Thank you. Okay, you're going to get 1 minute for closing, and we will have to start again. Sorry, you go first all the time. But.
No, that's okay. Okay. Yeah, first is a recurring theme for me in this book.
You're on.
I'm Trevor Clement. I'm running for re-election. I just finished my first term on the school committee. And as I said, I have a lot of ideas and a lot of things I want to do. And I'm very proud of my accomplishments. I was on the policy subcommittee. We helped implement and create the Domestic Violence Leave Act. I was on the committee which hired the new Horace Mann principal, Rebecca Mott. She's going to be fantastic, I promise you. And we overhauled the facilities rental policy, including improving the security and the communication requirements with the town police. As I said at the beginning, I'm looking at implementing some new policies, busing and the lice. I'd love to claim credit for those, but those actually came from the community, which brings me to another thing I'd like to do. I'd like to increase the communication between the committee and the town, because, man, 4 minutes per person, there are some stoplights in town which are longer than that. So I'm hoping that we can continue this conversation, and I look forward to hearing from all of you, and I ask for your vote.
Thank you. Ms. Douglas, please.
Thank you. I'd like to say thank you for having us, and I would like to continue to serve on the school committee for our term.
Thank you. Dr. Jewell, please.
Again, I'm John Jewell, and thank you for inviting us tonight. I really appreciate that. I feel that we need to move forward with the teacher's contract and get a good win-win situation with the teachers and get that behind us. We need to be able to use the electronic equipment that we have available to us and making it an exciting experience for the students. If you haven't seen it, there's a TV show that's on every morning at the high school. It takes about 40 people to put it on. It's really interesting of what they do there. I'm really looking forward to seeing a play where we have a background with visuals and all kinds of things added to it and electronically that the kids all do themselves. And it's really an exciting place to teach in the high school, and we are bringing in new teachers to the school that have experience in the outside, and I think that is an excellent way to produce better students and advice so that they can go out and compete in the real world.
Thank you. Mr. O'Malley, please.
Well, thank you. As I sit here and think, why should you vote for Kevin O'Malley for school committee amidst some very fine candidates? Perhaps my goal of access might strike a good chord. I think the schools need to have better access with the community and the community with the schools. I think if we open the doors of the school, you'd see wonderful things going on every day with our teachers, with our students, with our families. I think when you look around the world today, the issues that we face, safety, opioid drugs, social media, and all the conflicting things that happen with that, they can only be solved when schools work with parents and when the community is involved. We have a good community. We have a good school system. We can be better. And we can only be better, though, if we do it together for the sake of the most important people we have in this town, our children. So thank you, and I hope you come out and vote for all of us. And
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. O'Malley. Dr. Bergen, please.
You have 2 minutes. I'm going to condense it into one. My last couple of years at the middle level, I would meet with focus groups of students. I would randomly select them and ask them, how are we doing? How am I doing? I'm being treated respectfully every day. Are you being challenged? I told them that my door was always open to them. And they took me up on it. My point being here is what I learned over the years was the importance of listening, while occasionally being enamored by the sound of my own voice, which the staff would tell you that. But as school committee members, we do need to listen to students, to their parents, who trust we will keep their kids safe and see the strengths, talents, and potential of their children. We need to listen to teachers and to administrators who are on the front lines. I am a firm believer, as is Kevin, that public schools are the foundation of a democratic society, that everyone benefits when public schools are strong. But we do need to let community members who do not have kids in the public schools know that we are making wise decisions with their tax dollars. They need to know we are worth the investment. We need also to listen to them. So I just say that's it, because I ran out of time. I appreciate your consideration of election. That's it.
Thank you. Ms. Pallala, please.
As a parent with two young daughters and a longtime special educator, I recognize the challenges and rewards of parenting and educating children in today's world. My younger daughter, Maddie, and I were talking recently, and she said, Mommy, it seems sometimes you teachers are trying to suck the love of learning out of us. As a lifelong educator, these comments really stabbed me in the heart. We need to explore ways to bring a love of learning and a belief that they are valued to all our children. There's a very powerful TED Talk with an amazing educator who recently passed away, Rita Pearson. She stated, teaching and learning should bring joy. How powerful would our world be if we had kids who were not afraid to take risks, who were not afraid to think, and who had a champion? Rita gets it right. Our biggest responsibility as adults in this community is to nurture and foster lifelong learning in our children. Schools must be a place where passionate learning is based on a foundation of compassion. I try to model this every day, and as a parent and an educator, this is what I go to work every day to do and what I do at home. And I would like to bring that same vision to the Franklin School Committee. One of my biggest goals as a school committee member would be to foster a collaborative environment built through a strong culture, clarity of vision, and honest communication. Please visit my Facebook page at Vanessa Bolello for School Committee to learn more about my core beliefs. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanessa. Denise Schultz, please.
Thank you. I believe our school system here in Franklin is a great asset to our community. I want to ensure that we can attract and retain the best possible teachers for our students. I'd like to be part of improving upon and growing what we have with the resources that we have available. Additionally, echoing earlier comments, I believe our communications really need to improve upon some of the town government and the residents in our town. I ask for your vote and your trust as a first-time candidate here in Franklin, putting myself out there. I think I have a varied skill set and a good perspective to bring to the school committee. We have a great group of incumbents that are seeking re-election. And I also want to acknowledge a few that are stepping down, Paula, Sue, and Roberta. They've been great to me, and I value their leadership and their service. And I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, Denise Schultz for School Committee in Franklin, Mass., and also my website, democracy.com. Denise Schultz for Franklin.
Thank you, Denise. Mary Jane Schofield, please.
Well, after all those comments, I would truly appreciate your vote on November 3rd. I hope to have the opportunity to serve the town of Franklin once again, to continue to move the Franklin Public Schools forward. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for participating. And
so this podcast is part of my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? Well, if you like this, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, I can continue to provide good information for you and the other voters of Franklin. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark in East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Manana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. You can also subscribe and listen to the audio on iTunes. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters. Thank you for listening.